Chapter 1. New Skates. I'm sitting on a stool in an NHL locker room. I can't believe this is happening. Tonight, I will play in my first professional hockey game. At 5'6" and just over 160 pounds, I'm very small, probably the smallest player in the league. That won't stop me, though. A few of the older guys are looking me over. They look very calm as they prepare for another long NHL season. I recognize most of these players. After all, I've been cheering for this team since I was in diapers. Being around these guys is much different than watching them on TV, though. My eyes dart around the room. I notice a few guys putting tape on their sticks. I see others listening to music. I even see one who seems to be asleep. After taking a deep breath, I pull on my game jersey. A chill runs down my spine. I'm actually in the locker room of the Minnesota Elk. All the people who told me I was too short, too skinny, they were all wrong. In 20 minutes, my lifelong dream will come true. I grab a pair of new skates from my locker. The blade at the bottom is shiny and sharp. I run my finger along it. Then I close my eyes, remembering my first pair. I was just 7 when my parents bought them for me. They were black and white with blue laces. I still have them today. They had been in the display window at a sporting goods store in town. Every time we passed by, I would ask Mom to please buy them for me. She'd always tell me the same thing. Hockey is too dangerous for such a little boy, Wayne. I grew up in the town of Robbinsdale, Minnesota. Hockey is a very big deal in Robbinsdale. Second grade was the first year of youth hockey. I would beg Mom to sign me up almost every day. Hockey flyers littered our house. I would bring them home from school every day. I put them up with hockey magnets on the refrigerator. I stuck one under Mom's pillow. Dad would find them in his briefcase, too. With constant pressure, Mom finally caved in. When she handed me my new skates, a signed consent form was stuffed in the left one. I was going to play hockey. Lacing my new skates up on the living room floor wasn't easy. Dad warned me about how important it was to lace my skates correctly. If I missed a loop or twisted the laces, the skates wouldn't work right. So I really took my time. I pulled the laces through the tiny hole slowly. Dad repeated himself while I laced. Hockey starts with your feet, Wayne. Great hockey players have great balance, great feet. Jack Miller, my father, lived and breathed hockey. From the time I was a baby, he breathed it into me. Hockey requires talent, that's true, but the best players aren't always the most talented. They're the guys with the biggest hearts. A great hockey player never quits, Wayne. Putting on my new footwear was difficult. The skates were tight and uncomfortable. Hockey skates are different than figure skates. They are sturdy and heavy, even a bit clunky. The sharp metal blade is supported by thick plastic. The tongue is huge, too. And the high ankle support is hard to get used to. Do they fit? Mom asked. I tried not to show the pain on my face. Then I struggled to wiggle my toes for Mom.
Yeah, I think so.
Honestly, I didn't care how they fit. All I cared about was getting on the ice. I wanted to skate like Wayne Gretzky. Gretzky is widely known as the greatest hockey player of all time. My parents, who grew up in Canada, had been Gretzky fans since before I was born. When they learned they were having a boy, they named me Wayne right away. Before I was even born, I had a lot to live up to. Once the skates were on, I tried to stand. I was unsuccessful. The blades dug into our carpet. This caused me to lose balance. I fell flat on my back. But first, I smacked my head on the side of the couch. I was frustrated, but I got back up. I was too excited to stay down. A moment later, I was begging my parents to take me down to Mickey's. Mickey's Ice Arena was the place to play hockey in Robbinsdale. Dad was going to meet some friends there that night. I asked him to please let me go along with him. It didn't matter if I only got a skate for 10 seconds. I just had to try out my skates on the ice that night.